In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名开始正道。
Today, my fourth hour, I'd like to continue to share the message about the miracle in the book of John.
这是第四个小时，我想要根据在约翰福音里头来分享主耶稣所行的第四个神迹。
Please start the book of John, chapter 6, from verse 1.
我们看约翰福音的第六章，从第一节读起。
This is a very famous event when Jesus, people follow Jesus Christ and listen to his message, but toward the late afternoon, so people have no access to food, so he fed 5,000.
在这个地方，约翰福音所记载的是一个非常有名的一个神迹，就是那些众人跟随着主耶稣。然后到这个傍晚的时候，这众人没有可以去得到食物的地方，那么主耶稣就分饼给5000人吃。
And John chapter 6 from verse 1 to 15.
这约翰福音从第六章的第一节到第十五节。
After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee for Tiberias. And a great multitude was following him.Because they were seeing the signs which he was performing on those who were sick. And Jesus went up on a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Jesus therefore lifting up his eyes and seeing that a great multitude was coming to him, said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?And he was saying, testing him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do. And Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has five barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are these for so many people? And Jesus said, Have the people sit down. And now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus therefore took the loaves and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated.Likewise, all of the fish, much as they wanted. And when they were filled, he said to his disciple, gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost. And so they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments from the 5 barley, barley loaves, which were left over by those who have eaten.Verse 14. Then when therefore the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, This is of truth, the prophet who is to come into the world.
15.
And Jesus therefore perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone.This is the story in the chapter 6, verse 1 to 15.
这就是刚才所读的约翰福音的第六章第一节到十五节所记载的。
And this instance also the writer described here, wrote here the book of John, every time he mentioned about the miracle as a sign.
同样的这个约翰福音的作者每次他记载主耶稣所行的神迹的时候以其说是神迹他说是一个就是一个征兆。
Verse 14 also mentioned that when therefore the people saw the sign which he had performed, they say this is one of a true the prophet who is to come into the world.
14节在这里中文圣经说众人看见耶稣所行的神迹这神迹也是征兆，就说这正是那要到世间来的先知。
All the 5,000 people, they eat the bread. This is a miracle.
使5,000人都能够吃饱的确是一个大的神迹。
And actually, the true miracle is that these people see the signs and that they come close to Jesus Christ.
但是更大的神迹就是这五千人 借着耶稣所行的这个大的奇事因此就来救济耶稣。
Anyway, this 5,000 feeding the 5,000, this is make an impossible thing to possible.
所以主耶稣借着这个五个饼跟两条鱼这个不可能的这些数量竟然来喂饱了5,000人。
Through our life, individual life or family and church, sometimes we encounter very strong difficulties.
就是在我们的教会或者是在我们个人家庭的生活，有时候我们要遭遇到这个很困难的事。
As like a high mountain, which is very, very hard to climb up.
有时候我们所遇到的障碍就好像一座高山这个阻挡的前路很难爬过去。
It seems like a river that is very hard to cross over.
或者是一条这个大河阻挡着我们很难这个渡过这个大河过去。
But these miracle the instance gives us hope and give us very message that hope that Christians when we rely upon our Lord.Make it everything is possible.
借着主耶稣所行的这个大的神迹，给我们一个希望就是在这个在人是不能但是在神是凡事都是可能的。
And some passage mentioned that some other gospel book of gospel mentioned that 5,000 is all numbered those are men.
在别的福音书里头记载说，这五千人事实上只有算那些男丁而已。
So roughly, some says about 20,000 people.
所以都是把男女老少都加起来大概数目可能到这个20,000人以上。
Whether 20,000, 5,000, anyway, this is a true miracle then.
所以不管是5,000人也好，或者是20,000人也好，的确是一个大的神迹。
And this is this chance that Jesus trying to testing his disciple in this matter with these issues.
主耶稣也借着这件事情来试验一下他门徒的信心。
And when Jesus asked Philip,
所以主耶稣就问这个腓力
and then asked verse 5 here, man, we can see that where are we to buy bread that these may eat?
所以在第五节里头这个腓力就回答主耶稣说，我们从哪里买饼给这些人吃呢？
It's very like a man way to considered with the man's logic, now he asked Philip what kind of answer, a feedback, which is reply coming to Jesus Christ. He asked him, where are we to buy bread that these two may eat?
所以这个当主耶稣举目看见众人来跟随他的时候他就这个用这个人的逻辑来问这个腓力就说请叫腓力去只来买饼给他们吃饱，但是腓力说，我们从哪里买这些饼是让众人都得吃饱呢？
And here the verse 6, the last portion says, Jesus' intention, because he was intending to do this way to test him.
第六节这个本书的作者他就做一个评述，他说主耶稣说这话是要试验腓力，因为主耶稣原知道要怎么行的。
Now Philip come up the answer, the 200 denarii, verse 7 say,200 denarii worth of bread. Maybe if we spend 200 denarii and buy the bread, but even this is not enough. So even distribute these peoples.
所以在第七节，这腓力回答说，就是这20两的银子去买饼叫个人吃一点也是不够的。
This is how his disciple can do this situation. How they can manage it. So he can trying to way to.Testing them, also training them.
所以这个当主耶稣的门徒这样子回答的时候事实上主耶稣也是给他们一个很好的机会教义要来训练他们的信心。
Even here, the later after the another disciple, the Andrew brought up this situation in this way he responded.
后来这个安德烈他就对主耶稣来回答这件事情。
And this is verse 9 that says that there is a lad here to have five barley of loaves and 2 fishes, but what are these for so many people?
这就是在第九节所说的就是腓力回答主耶稣说的话，说在这里有一个孩童，他带着5个大麦饼，还有两条鱼。 只是分给这许多人还算什么呢?
This both of them, here we can see the Andrew and Philip, both of them, their idea, their understanding is very negative to feed these 5,000 people.
所以无论是这个回力或者是对安德烈说来，是他们的逻辑算是非常的负面的。 意思就是说，这是完全不可能做得到的事。So
they never think that this is possible to feed 5,000 anyway.
他们想着再怎么样也是不可能是5,000人能够得到吃饱。Sometimes
we encounter the difficulty. Sometimes when the even the church issue and church matters, sometimes it come up this kind of issue that we have to think about it.
有时候就是在处理教会的事情的时候，我们也会面临这样这个困境。 就是说用人的办法没有办法来解决这些事。
No matter how many times we think, no matter how many times we try to calculate with our understanding, it is not possible.
就是用我们人的理智可以想象的范围来计算来处理这些事是做不到的。
And 200 denarii and five barley loaves and two fishes. This is all come up from their understanding. This is the amount that they think.
所以他们想到这20两银子来买饼，或者是5个大麦饼跟2条小鱼，要分给众人，这是他们可以想象得到的事。They
never understand the Jesus' wisdom.
因为他们没有办法想象主耶稣有大的智慧。They
never understand that Jesus is the Almighty God.
他们没有办法想象到主耶稣就是全能的神。So
far they have experience of God many times.
到目前为止，主耶稣的门徒，他们经历过神的大能好几次。But
once the situation come like this, and they start to think of their own way, they never consider about their master and Jesus with them.
但是当他们面临到挑战的时候，他们忘记了主耶稣就是全能神，能够行很大的神迹奇事。But
if you look at the other passage like Matthew, Jesus already gave them an answer, which is the way to let this situation can be solved.
事实上都是我们看马太福音的话呢，马太福音这个主耶稣已经。 跟他们暗示，这些事情是可以解决的。Let's
look at the Matthew chapter 14.
我们看马太福音的第14章。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 15 and 16.
马太福音14章的15节跟16节。This
is the same instance, Matthew chapter 14, verse 15, chapter 14, verse 14, 15 and 16.
在马太福音14章的15节跟16节所记载的，是同样的一件事。And
when it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "The place is desolate, and the time is already past. So send the multitude away, and they may go into the village and buy food for themselves." Verse 16.
16节.
But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And here the one mentioned that the disciple mentioned that it's a little late, so how about we can send them to the village and let them access the food to eat?
所以在这里，这个主耶稣的门徒，他们看到这个天已经黑了，而且这又是野地，所以他们建议呢，主耶稣叫众人散开，所以他们晚到村子里头可以自己买吃的。But
here the Jesus clearly tell them that they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.
但16节主耶稣很清楚地说，不用他们去，你们给他们东西吃吧。This
is already the answer. Give it to his disciples.
这个意思就是说，主耶稣已经把这个答案来交给门徒了。But
they do not understand what it means to them.
但是主耶稣的门徒不明白主耶稣所说的是什么。They
bring this one. They think about it. It is impossible.
因为他们想再用怎样子的方法也是做不到的。
Sometimes when they encounter the situation I mentioned that in our life, in our church or our family.
我刚才提到，有时候我们在教会，或者是个人的生活，或者是家庭里头，我们也会遭遇同样的这个挑战。
Many times the answer actually within ourselves.
事实上常常这个答案是在我们的里面。
But then we cannot acknowledge God, so we cannot truly see the true answer given from God.
但是呢，我们还是没有办法在全然的在了解这个神他这个还是人做不到神做得到的这个事。
Every moment, every situation that God allowed to us in our life, there is some certain purpose.
因为不管是怎么样的事情怎样的环境临到我们的生活在里面总是有神特别的安排。
Especially the trial and a difficult situation he allowed us, then he had there a certain purpose to let us handle with God and see this waking experience of God.
特别就是在这个遇到这个试炼或者是试探的时候这个神就要让我们能够晓得我们依靠的神这个凡事都可以解决。
And Jesus clearly mentioned that give them something to eat.
所以主耶稣说这个你们给他们吃吧。
Only at that time, all the disciples, they do not using their own understanding, but just bring this food and five bread and two fishes and give it to the people. And it's truly the multiplied and give all of them.
这个主耶稣的门徒他们就是把这个五个饼跟两条鱼这个交给主耶稣以后当这样子分给众人那么众人结果都吃得饱。
Well, this is considered God's way to solve the problem, I think.
事实上这就是神他解决这事情的方法。
You look at the Moses' life when he's 40 years in the wilderness himself and in the Midian, when God came to him and called him, he has nothing in his hands.
摩西在这个米甸的旷野经过了40年之久那么神再一次呼召他那么他当时候他没有什么手上没有什么东西。
When God showed up in the burning bushes and called Moses, because God already designed, God already chose him, he is now he can come back to the Egypt and lead these people out of Egypt.
当这个神在这个烧着的这个荆棘当中来呼叫摩西的时候这个神的意思就是要借着摩西把以色列人从埃及为奴苦难之地能够救离出来。
Only the 40, during the 40 years his life as a shepherd and on the wilderness, he only has one the rod that sticks.
在40年这个米甸旷野的生活当中摩西他是当一个牧羊人所以他手中只有一个牧羊人的杖。
This is not something that very valuable.
所以事实上这个牧羊人的杖并没有什么用处。
He never think that this rod can be used for the instrument of God.
他没有想象到这一根牧羊人的杖能够成为神所中所用的一个大的工具。
But when God constantly called him and he gave up and he follow God's request.
但是呢这个摩西他放弃自己的想法他还是出来他来这个回应神对他的呼召。
Indeed, the rod become one of the using the leadership to lead these people out of Egypt.
事实上神也是借着摩西这个手中的杖来领导以色列百姓出埃及地。
This rod compared with the man of Pharaoh's.
这个因为摩西用手中的杖他来这个面对这个法老。
This rod overpowered the Egyptians and magicians a power.
这个摩西手中的杖这个远远的胜过这个埃及法老这个当地的那些这个摩士书。
Showing the true glory of God.
而且彰显出神的荣耀。
And here, when you look at the John chapter 6, when the Philip and Andrew, they look at the situation,They understood it in a negative way.
但是在约翰福音第六章里头，当腓力或者是这个安德烈也好他们看见这个当时候的情况他们所想的是负面的事。
So we have to well train ourselves that through the experience, we have to open our eyes. The spiritual eyesight is very valuable and very precious.
所以我们必须要操练我们属灵的眼光。因为我们用属灵眼光来看事情才能够看得清楚。
God never using the big huge one to show his glory, but God always using the little one to bring his name up to glorify it.
神没有用这个很大的器皿神总是拣选那些渺小人家看不中的那些小的器皿来彰显出神的荣耀。
When we look at all the Bible, and that is that kind of stories.
我们看圣经常常就是记载这样子的故事。
And here, they have is one of the lad, which is a little boy has a has here's five bread and two fishes.
所以当时候这个门徒这个安德烈所能够踢到主耶稣面前的就是说就是有一个小孩子，那么他有五个大麦饼还有两条鱼。
Jesus do not look at this small amount, but Jesus look at already this one can be distributed to 5,000 people.
主耶稣没有这个看清这个五个麦饼跟两条小鱼主耶稣已经看到了这个五个饼跟两条小鱼就足够分给众人吃。
Many times the big problem come approached in our life.
有时候这个很大的问题挑战临到我们生活的时候，
Many times the answer is very small.
事实上这个答案是很小的。
Jesus look at the little food, but already he can see the true solution.
当主耶稣看到这很一点点的小的食物的时候，主耶稣已经看到整个答案了。
Now we look at our human nature, we can say our understanding is very limited.
所以看我们人的本性我们人的这个理智所能够了解的也是非常的微小。
And this is what the people think in 1901.
那么这就是看见在1901在1901年的时候。
And people think it is impossible to people make the things to put together to fly on the sky.
在1901年的年代这个人们想象不到就是说可以借着什么样的这个东西你组合起来就可以在天空飞。
Roughly about 100 little more than 100 years ago.
这大概在100年之前的事。
But now we can see the Jumbo 747 fly to sky.
但是我们看见现在这个大型的这个飞机能够指挥在空中。
1926 people think that it is impossible that people can send the things to the moon.
在1926年的时候人们也没有办法想象得到我们可以这个送这个太空船一直上这个月亮上去。
Nobody thinks that nowadays people can send the ship to the moons. This is which is anybody who thinks that it cannot send to the moon then have some problems.
那么当时人想象不到用什么样的方法能够登陆月球。
I remember when I was young we think that 100 meters it's impossible the man can finish within the 10 seconds.
在我孩童的时候没有人想象得到这个100这个英尺的这个短程的竞赛可以在10秒钟之内能够跑完。
Now anybody who get the medal in the Olympic game they have to be within 10 seconds.
那么现在在奥林匹克的比赛要得到奖牌的一定要在这10秒之内能够冲出完成这100英尺。
Many times our fixed idea which is according to our own way to understand all the calculation all the our intelligence it has own limitation.
因为我们自己这个先入为主的成见已经成为这限制我们有任何这个想象的空间了。
Many times we believe in God even God is next to us but we cannot put him into our calculation.
虽然说我们说是信神但是呢神是没有办法这个换在人可以这个计算机可以计算出来的范围之内的。
Here the Jesus testing the Philip and Andrew the same manner.
所以主耶稣也是借着这样的同样问题来试验一下这腓力跟安德烈的信心。
They never put the Jesus into their own understanding to bring out the answer.
但是这个门徒这腓力跟安德烈他们没有办法把神的能力这个换在他们心里头。
Let us always remember God is Almighty God.
所以让我们大家清楚地记得主耶稣是全能的神。
He can do everything.
所以他可以这个完成任何事。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 32.
我们看耶利米书的第32章。
Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27.
耶利米书32章的27节。
Jeremiah chapter 32,
耶利米书32章
verse 27,
27节。
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? And this is a rhetorical question from God to the people.
这就是神在问人的一个问题说我是神，我是主。那么是还有血气的神。
Let's look at the one more verse, Matthew chapter 19.
我们再看这个马太福音的十九章。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 26.
马太福音十九章的二十六节。
Matthew 19, verse 26.
马太福音十九章的二十六节。
With the man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
这个耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
In our daily life, in our course of our life, God is with us.
在我们这个生活的这个的途径当中神是跟我们同
行的。When we faithfully follow God's way,
只要我们忠心的来跟从神的脚中。
But such kind of obstacle and such kind of difficulty come upon to us.
那么这些困难也会临到我们身上。
If God is with us, it is everything is possible to penetrate difficulties.
只要神跟我们同在那我们可以来这个突破任何的困境。
Jesus is trying to testing the his disciple because knowing that when Jesus ascend to heaven, later send them to Holy Spirit, they have to go out to preach the gospel.
主耶稣也是用很多的这个困难来试验们的信心因为主耶稣升天之后。这门徒得到所应许的圣灵他们要往普天下去传福音。
They might encounter difficult, the same situation like this one.
那么他们在传福音的过程也会面临到现在门徒所遇到的这个困境。
So in this way, they let them to train themselves to find out the solution with the God.
所以主耶稣在这里他用这个机会教义来训练门徒让他们要能够把凡事对神有一个交托信靠的心。
You know, the like a big, big, very strong, gate or door.
我们看见好像一个一层这个很大很重的一个门。
And you're trying to open, but it locked.
那你要打开，但是它锁已经锁上了。
But you are very strong.
你自己本身也是很有力量。
So step back, several step back, and just dash to the door and trying to hit it, trying to open it.
所以你这个退后几步，你要往前冲想要这个冲开这个门。
But the door is stronger than you.
但是这个门还是比你还更壮。
And you try several times and hit and but it didn't work.
所以这个你冲了几次，但是还是冲不开。
But once you can see that there's a little hole.
但是只要你看见这个钥匙有一个洞。
And you can find out the key to open it, and it can open it.
你用一个很小的这个钥匙穿这个洞这个大门就可以开了。
Many times the encounter with trouble and problem, it seems like a locked door.
有时候当我们遇到这个很大的这个难题的时候，就好像我们前门被挡住。
We need a key to open it.
但是我们所需要的就是一把小钥匙打开这个门。
And our God provided us this key to open our difficulties.
我们的神就给我们这一把小钥匙。让我们打开前面的这个门。
John chapter 6 here give us a very precious way, the little answer for this little key is a devotion of this little boys offering this five bread and two fishes.
在约翰福音第六章里头我们看到这个解决这个事情的方案就是借着这个小孩子把他的这个午餐就是五个饼跟两条鱼献上。
Jesus treated this little amount of food very preciously.
主耶稣把这个孩童的这个五个饼跟两条鱼当作非常宝贵的东西。
Five bread and two fish is not a big deal.
当然五个饼跟两条鱼并不是怎么样的大事。
But Jesus never said this is a little food.
但是主耶稣没有这个任何的批评说这是一个小孩子的午餐而已。
Many times our devotion and our offering to God, it is very precious actually. This is the key to solve all the problem actually.
事实上我们对神所献上的也都是非常的宝贵的宝物。常常借着手献的就能够解决这个大事。
When we come to the Sabbath service, it seems like a little effort.
就是我们安息日要赶来所安息圣日也是小小的努力而已。
And sometimes there's something else you have to do it.
有时候你遇到一些旁事你也要去做。
But since you decide to come to church and you're giving up these things, you come to the Lord.
但是呢你已经决定你要到教会来所安息圣日所以 你就把这些事情摆开了。
Maybe we can consider this as a little offering to God.
我们也可以把它当作好像是一个小孩子所献上的一个小的东西而已。
But it consider as solving our problems.
啊，但是因为这样献上啊，就成为能够解决我们问题的一个答案。
When we earn the money from the our work and we offer the 1/10 to offering box.
啊，就是像我们所赚的啊，我们献上十分之一。啊，换在这个奉献箱里。
And my offering is not a big deal, you know, it's just a little money.
啊，就是我所献上的钱也是一些小钱啊，并不是什么大的钱。
Our church many rich people they offer the offering box.
啊，比起这个教会里面啊更有钱的人啊，他们奉献的比我更多。
What I earn is only just $1,000 or $2,000. The one or just offer 1/10 is only just $120
啊，我一个月赚2000块，那我献上十分之一啊，也只不过是。200块啊，实在是算不了多少。
But God can use this money to multiply.
啊，但是神可以借着你所献上这个小钱啊，就把它这个啊成为这个啊这个笔数的这个增加。
When we devote what we have, put it into the God's way, and God will make it multiply.
啊，所以只要我们把我们的心啊所当献的献上。啊，神就在我们所献上的这个小东西上加倍的祝福。
Just like a 2 copper coin, the widow put it in the offering box.
啊，就好像那个寡妇把两个小钱啊丢在啊这个奉献箱里。
Such as like when the you know with the for example like a church build like a church chapel or whatever building construction things that happen. It requires a lot of financial you know the money.
啊，比方说我们教会要这个建堂。啊，那么当然需要很多的建堂的基金。
Once you know that your amount to offer for the Lord is very little amount.
啊，但是你想我所献上的、所能够做得到的是非常小的数目。
Already all the on the rich people, the rich members, they offer a lot of money.
啊，比较那些有钱的人，他们一献就比我更多了。
And my offering is a little money, it's not a big deal.
啊，所以我所献的实在是啊。啊，算不了什么。
God never treat that.
啊，但是你认为没什么，但是神啊认为你所献上的、啊、
even though it's a little amount.
啊，就是一个小的数目。
If we put our heart into this amount.
啊，只要我们把心摆上。
And truly dedicate and devote to the Lord.
啊，认为这是啊这个我应该向神所献上的。
God make it multiplied.
啊，神就会加倍的在这小的钱的数目在加倍。
This is the God's formulations.
啊，因为这是神的这个方程式。
This one.Clearly show us here in these passages.
那么这啊，神的方程式啊，就在我们所读的圣经章节当中表现出来了。
During the time of Elijah, when he was sent to the widow in widow's place.
啊，这个在以利亚的时代，神送以利亚到这个撒勒法的寡妇的家去。
Well, the Zarephath the widow has this little amount of oil and a handful of flowers.
啊，当时候这寡妇家所剩的只是一点点油，还有一点点的面粉。
But Elijah asked her to make this bread for me first.
啊，但是以利亚啊，这要求这个撒勒法的妇人用一点点的油跟一点点面粉啊，先做饼给他吃。
Which means make me first, then you don't need, but I eat. Which means
啊，意思就是说是做了以后是由我先吃，而不是你吃。
But she willing to make the bread and give it to the man of God.
啊，那么这个寡妇她也愿意啊，就用的啊这个一点点面粉跟油啊，就照着这个先知所做的做了饼，先给先知吃了。
Because of this, the jar of oil and the flowers of the pot.It constantly produced.
啊，但是因为他愿意甘心的献上，啊，这个寡妇就发现，他瓶中的油不减少，啊，他盆里头的这个面粉也不短缺。
This is the God's formula is.
啊，因为这就是神所用的这个方程式。
What we sow, then what we reap.
啊，我们所种的是什么，我们收的也是什么。
If we do not sow, then we cannot reap.
啊，若是我们没有啊种上什么，我们就不能希望有什么收获。
We sow the love, then we reap the love.
啊，我们种的是爱啊，我们所被得到的回报也是爱。
If we sow the complaint and complain also coming back to us.
啊，但是我们若是啊只有抱怨，那么怨言也是这样子会回返到我们身上来。
When the potato, the little potato, put it in the ground.
就好像一个小的这番茄，你把它放在地上。
Later, it produced 60 potatoes from the one.
这个小小的这个番茄的种子，后来又结果60倍以上。
If you put the wheat, put it in the ground.
你若是把这个杂草种在这个地里头。
It come out 140 to 170 grains.
这杂草呢，能够成百成千的这样子的成长。
By natural law, God give us very precious messages.
所以借着这个大自然的定律，神给我们一个很清楚的信息。
If you're willing to giving up your portion with your heart to the Lord,
只要你甘心的把你当献的献上，
I will multiply and bring it back to you.
神就愿意这个加倍的祝福，而且把成果再祝福给你。
Let's look at the Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
我们看路加福音的第六章的38节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
路加福音六章三十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 38.
6章38节,
give and it will be given to you a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. They will pour into your lap, and for by your standing of measure, it will be mature to you in returns.
这里说你们要给人就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升夺，连摇带按，上低下流的倒在你们怀里。 因为你们用什么量器量的人，人也必用什么量器量给你们。
This is the formula of Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣他的方程式。
And also the second, the little key is a submission.
再看这个小孩子，他所做的就是他愿意顺服。
Always the miracle comes from our true submission.
这个神迹就是因为从我们顺服的心开始。
Jesus asked his disciple, give it to the people.
主耶稣他告诉门徒说，你们将自己所有的来分给众人吧。They're
willing to go spread around and give it to the food to the people and constantly multiply it.
那么门徒就把这个从主耶稣手上分给他们的，就到众人当中一直分，那么在分的过程，这个食物就一直的增加，一直的加倍。Anybody
who do not follow what Jesus said, they cannot experience of this miracle of a multiplying of food.
只要任何人他们拒绝不顺服主耶稣的话，那么这个加倍的这个神迹，这个事情就行不出去了。
So in a Christian life, one of a very important the success key of success is a submission.
因为在这个基督徒的生活当中，我们导致我们能够成功的要诀，就是在乎我们的对神的顺服。And
third key is a thanksgiving.
那么第三把的钥匙就是我们一个感恩的心。God
give us each one of us according to our need.
因为神照着个人所需用的来分配给我们。Sometimes
we think what we received, what in our life, we think this is not enough.
有时候我们感觉到我们所得到的实在是不够我用。
And seems as a complaint and more and more, but later on we got more, but still there is a complaint remain there.
所以我们就一直抱怨，那后来神再增加给我们得到的，我们还是觉得不够，我们仍然是抱怨。
In such way, mentality, God never bless us in our life.
那么都是这样继续下去，那么我们就经历不到神对我们生活的祝福了。
Self-contentment, which whatever we have, that with this one, with thanksgiving to God, this is the way God let us have experience of true miracle in our life.
因为这个金钱加上知足的心，就是这个得福的一个要件。
And here, the one this instance when Jesus asked this food bring into in his hands, the first things he did is thanksgiving to God.
所以当门徒把这个孩童的这个五个饼跟两条鱼交在主耶稣手中的时候，主耶稣首先做的就是先感谢祝福。
Let's look at the John chapter 6 verse 11.
我们看耶和华第六章的第十一节。
John chapter 6 verse 11.
耶和华第六章十一节。
Jesus therefore took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated, likewise all of the fish, and much as they want. And here mentioned that he took this food into his hands, And he looked up the heaven and he thanksgiving to God first.
所以当主耶稣拿起这个饼的时候，他就望天，他就先这个向神祝谢。
This thanksgiving is for the present and for the future.
这个主耶稣的祝谢就是为着现在的需要，也为着将来。
There's no miracle is not happened yet.
事实上这个时候这个神迹还没发生。
But he already thanksgiving to God.
但是主耶稣已经向神来祝谢了。
This is the true confidence, this is truly this is true faith that came from God.
这样子的信心是从神来的，是对神有绝对的这个信心。
Since the situation like this, a 5,000 remote area, and the food is this much, and they come for the purpose to listen to the word of God,Ensure this food can be distributed to all the people. This is what he's in his mind, definitely.
主耶稣看见当时候的情况，这个天色已经黑了，这个众人跟随着主耶稣，从主耶稣听了很多的道理，那么这个时候借着这个饼要分给这个众人吃，那么主耶稣看这整个情况他已经向神感谢了。
Life of thanksgiving is truly the blessed one.
我们过着一个凡事谢恩的生活第一件是蒙福的条件。
No matter what situation we are, no matter what kind of circumstance we are.
无论是我们所处的任何的环境或者是情况。
We just thank to God.
我们都要向神来谢恩。
We have a confidence since He feed us and He help us and take care of us. He continue to take care of our life.
我们有信心既然神在凡事上曾经带领祝福我们他也会满足我们生活的需要。
Indeed, God will take care of our life then.
的的确确神他会照顾我们任何生活的需要。
He always provide our life.
因为神他一直是供应着我们生活的所需。
Let's look at the Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
我们看腓立比书的第四章19节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
腓立比书第四章19节。
Chapter 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all you need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. This is what the Apostle Paul understood, and this is what God supplies in our life in this manner.
这就是使徒保罗他对我们所说的信息就是我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们所需用的一切多得充足。
Let us remember when God, his own people move into the land of the wilderness, actually he feed all of these 2 million people.
当这个以色列人他们出到埃及在旷野飘荡的时候这个神也是使这个200万的以色列人都能够这个有吃有穿的。
As long as we are in the Lord,
只要我们是在神的这个道路上
，He will feed us way in His way to let us our soul to be satisfied.
神会用他的方法使我们是所需用的都能够自足。
And this is what to do.This morning, share with you for this with this miracle and feed the 5,000.
所以今天早上这个第一堂我用这个主耶稣用这个五个饼两条鱼是5000人吃饱来做勉励。
In this miracle, the food is not a big important issues.
在这个大的神迹里头事实上这个食物并不是重要的教训。
Also, the miracle itself is important, but it's not that much important to consider.
虽然说这个食物大家吃得饱是重要的但事实上在整个主题来讲还没有这么大的重要。
But most important thing is Jesus behind there.
重要的就是说在这些事情之后主耶稣在那里。
The one who make it possible is God Himself, Jesus Christ.
因为这个是人认为不可能的事主耶稣是任何不可能是成为可能。
We do not believe the miracle, but we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们不是这个相信这个神迹，我们乃是相信主耶稣基督。
As long as we have eyes can see our Lord God.
只要我们有这个心眼，能够这看到主耶稣在那里。
And we already have a key to make our life to successful.
我们就有一把这个钥匙能够使我们的生活能够得到祝福。
Even though there are some difficulties in our life.
就是我们生活会有时候遇到困难。
God's way is always the best.
因为神的道路是最美好的。
Let's sing Him 402.
我们唱首诗400。